If you are new to Chattanooga, as I am, you might be curious about the other newcomers to this city and the Tennessee Valley. Who are they? Where did they move from? What brought them here? Mary Fortune covers business news for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and she is the editor of Edge Magazine, where she recently profiled a few of those newcomers. Mary, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
And welcome back to this campus.
Oh, thanks. I love it here. I can't seem to leave.
You are a graduate of UTC.
I graduated the first go-round in 1995, major in English, minor in communication, worked at the Echo, spent a lot of time in Frist. Now I'm back. 24 years later, I'm back in graduate school getting a master's degree in creative writing in the English department.
And you are also back at the Chattanooga Times Free Press.
I am. My other home that I can't seem to leave. I was there from 97 to 2008. So I was there in 97 at the Times before the papers merged. So I was at the Times on 10th Street. And in 1999, the papers merged and I moved a whole block to 11th Street. And I was there until 08. I left in 08 to go corporate. I worked for 11 and a half years for a big company doing corporate communications. And then in September of this year, 2019, I got homesick enough to come on back to the newsroom.
So tell us what you are now doing for the Times Free Press.
So I'm the editor of Edge Magazine, which is the monthly business publication, and a business reporter. And, you know, I do anything else that needs doing, because in a newsroom, you do whatever needs doing. But my two primary lookouts are that I'm the editor of Edge Magazine, and then I'm a business reporter on Dave Flesner's team.
And between 1995 and now, a lot has happened here in Chattanooga. A lot has changed, particularly on the beat that you are on now.
Yeah, it's astonishing how different things are just in the 10-year span. I've been in Chattanooga 30 years. I moved here in 89. And my mother really likes to tell the story of how I moved here. I was 17.
From?
And the Army. My dad was career Army. So we land here in 89. I'm 17. I know everything, obviously. And I'm like, I'm not staying here. This isn't going to work. I went to UTC and I graduated in 95. And by the time I graduated, between 89 and 95, it had gotten pretty cool around here. You know, the aquarium was open, Walnut Street Bridge was starting to pop, things were getting interesting. And then I met my husband, and of course then, you know, I wasn't going anywhere. So I've got like that 30-year perspective as a resident of the city. But yeah, the decade plus that I was out of journalism, and I was more engaged on like the corporate side of the world than I was in the community. It's amazing the differences. Like if you're in news, the difference is, you know, times have gotten lean and it's like a completely different kind of fight day to day. When I left the newsroom in 2008, there were more people in it than there are now. And that's an interesting challenge, figuring out how to move forward in an industry that's changing so quickly. At the same time, in the last 10 years, the city and the community and the startup scene and the diversity and attractiveness of the city to people who aren't necessarily from here has exploded. Most of the folks that I talk to about that talk about the gig. They talk about high-speed internet, gig city, and how 10 years ago when we did that, really is kind of an experiment, I think. You know, it was like, what would happen if we piped the fastest internet into Chattanooga, Tennessee? And now we see what happens. You launch a startup environment and you encourage people to come here. You end up with a completely different kind of place.
And recently for Edge, you focused on some of those new arrivals here to Chattanooga, coming here from different places for very different reasons.
Yeah, Chattanooga's growing, which wasn't always true. We lost population in the 80s. We did some sort of bouncing around population-wise. Chattanooga's now growing. It's growing quite steadily. And we thought it would be interesting to just go out and find some folks who came here and essentially say, like, why? What brought you here? The Chamber of Commerce, the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce, has a program that it supports called Chattanoobies. And my first step was just to like go to one of those meetings, to go to a happy hour with Chattanoobies. And I thought, you know, well, we'll see. We'll see who's there. It was packed. It was packed. And there was this wonderful diversity of people across ages and races and geographies and where they're from and what they do and why they came. And I really got started, just dragged a couple of people off for little short interviews. It was noisy. And I remember I had to be like, would you come over here and talk to me in the corner so I can just get your initial story? So I met a whole bunch of folks at that meeting and that kind of got me started. And then I was at Spirit of Innovation. We have Startup Week. every year, and the Spirit of Innovation Awards, there was a guy taking pictures, and I got to talking to him, and he said, I'm from Chicago, I just moved here, and I whipped out my notebook, and I was like, can I put you in my story? There are people all over the place. If you're looking for that, they're everywhere. New people are everywhere, particularly, I think, in the city center. These are all things that are happening on the South Side and downtown, and new people are all over the place.
There was one couple that you profiled that came from Denver. Tell us more about them.
Yeah, the Eckharts. So they had been in Denver their entire lives. It was their hometown. But it had just gotten too big. I think the legalization of marijuana really changed the culture in their eyes in a way that they just weren't comfortable with. They weren't liking the vibe anymore. Too big. It didn't feel like home to them anymore. See, I really appreciated getting that perspective, because you get people who come here because the job moved here, or they just, thought it would be cool to do a lot of outdoor activities, or lots of different reasons. But they were like, culturally, this is the kind of place we want to be. We want to get involved in a church, and we want to be in a more politically conservative environment. And that was really the tipping point for them. That was the thing that really drew them here, that they felt more at home in this environment than they had in Denver.
And then there was a couple who came here, and they have an apartment. Except.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Rebecca Brooks and Dylan Pollock. They run a financial advice firm. They help people manage their money so that they can kind of prioritize play. How can you live in a way that leaves money aside for travel and play and all that good stuff? And yeah, they moved into, I think, Bluebird Row, and they're vegetarians. So to discover that they are overlooking a chicken processing plant was not their favorite part of moving to Chattanooga. Rebecca said, I pulled up and I said, oh, yeah, of course. But that said, they love Chattanooga. They're in the apartment temporarily. They're just looking around and, trying to figure out where they want to put down more permanent roots. Not there, farther away from the chicken plant. But it's a really interesting example of how the sort of industrial past of the South Side has really only been popping in the last 8 to 10 years. And it's really only in the last 5, it has been transformed. It was where you would put a chicken plant for a long time. Multiple chicken plants, actually.
It was all industrial.
Wasn't anything down there. Lots of sort of vacant buildings and industrial buildings and old stuff.
And now you have this tableau where you still have the remnants of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these new properties that are sprouting up.
Yeah, so those things are naturally just going to kind of bump up against each other. I think that's part of it. It'll be interesting to see how that evolves from a business perspective. What happens to those industrial companies, those companies that are doing work that you don't want in your backyard? Now that this is suddenly somebody's backyard, where do those companies go? They have to do the work that they do, and they need access to employees. We don't have a great public transportation infrastructure. They need employees who can get to work. So that's definitely something we're watching, from the perspective of covering it as a business journalist.
Meantime, people are moving here, mm-hmm. and people are going to continue to move here because Chattanooga is getting a lot of attention and a lot of opportunity here.
A couple of days ago, the story that I was working on was the story about how we have the best net employment outlook for the first quarter of 2020 of any city in the country. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, well, I wonder what list we're on today that I'm going to be writing about. We were best town ever in Outside Magazine, not once, but twice. I think 2015, something like that. And yeah, we're getting accolades for being an affordable place to launch a startup. There's a lot of attention on the city for a lot of those things, and on its affordability and its physical beauty. So it has all these elements, and the tension between a lot of new people coming here and the city getting a lot of attention and the desire to preserve the character of the city is also an interesting story.
And what are you focusing on next for Edge?
So the January issue of Edge is the 5 big trends to watch in 2020, our 2020 vision, we're calling it. Very clever. Two of them are the hemp industry, which virtually did not exist 5 years ago in Tennessee. And now there are 3,800 hemp farmers in Tennessee farming more than 50,000 acres. It's a fascinating industry to watch it evolve. And another is talent and workforce development. We have this amazing hiring outlook. And so one of the things that we're talking about in the magazine is all the work that's going into preparing local residents for jobs of the future. Future-ready institutes in local schools and other efforts to get talent into the pipeline to feed this need for folks to do these jobs.
All right. Mary, thanks so much. All the best.
Thanks.